John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Culture Club HDX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear Culture Club HDX. Love letter to Houston.
How old are we?
Happy second birthday to us.
Okay, so we're here, folks. You know who this is. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman.
Hey, man.
Co-host of Culture Club HTX, fashionista, bio babe, as in biography, and Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline. But I'm not done yet, and I may walk
you
one.
You may walk one.
And I'm here with my beautiful, bossy, black, brilliant bestie. Who are you?
Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and apparently the person here who is celebrating birthdays according to the lunar calendar.
Yes, you are. She's told everyone we're three today.
Yeah. Yay!
Which if you are on the lunar calendar beginning your third year, you are three.
Yeah, okay. So
we are on whatever calendar we're on.
What do you call it?
The non-lunar. And we've completed 2 years. So we got in here and we had quite the debate about how old we were.
There was a little deliberation because I needed to understand. Because I said, okay, when a kid has a birthday, so they are born, they turn one, they have a one-year-old birthday, right?
Yes.
They're like 1 year on the earth.
Yes.
They turn two.
They have a two-year-old birthday.
And then when do they have a three-year birthday?
After their third year
of life. So in their fourth year?
After 36 months, they're three.
Okay. So that's how we figured. Yeah, that's how we got to the. That's how we do it. Not by the lunar calendar, to the way.
But no, by the lunar calendar, at 24 months or three.
So we're both right,
kind of.
Well, I'm super excited. I mean, I can't believe it. Whether it's 2 years or 3 years, I don't. Maybe it feels like three to me.
How did this really happen?
Like, yeah.
I mean, how is it that we went from two people who barely knew each other, kind of waved, to walking in places and everybody knows us, which is the most hilarious. And everybody asks about magical. In fact, I got into a conversation yesterday in an event on whether it was magical or Michael.
Did you get into a debate or a conversation?
Well, it was a conversation, but somebody says, you know, sometimes you call him Michael. And I said, well, I get in trouble when I do that because he's truly magical.
Well, right. You know, like, somebody, mind your business over
but
there. But
people
keep
really, we want to thank you so much.
Keep listening.
I mean, you
but
really
mind your
are listening to us. We don't understand it, but we love it.
Hey,
she understands.
I do.
Just
we're
here.
Talking. We're saying good stuff.
We
All right.
Are.
So we have 4 hour second/third birthday.
Whichever one this happens to be. We're celebrating together with each other.
Yay!
A no guest program. And we're going to do our four original segments so you can get ready for sports, business, community, and fashion, fitness, and wellness. And a little bit of ad-libbing, one might say. Me, I'm going to go off the rails a teeny bit. Not so much that you'd be bored or that I need a parliamentarian or
See,
whatever
See, I didn't
she
say
thinks.
That today because that was your birthday gift. Happy birthday. Okay, so it's also Women's History Month.
I know.
So
That's
what
so
do you
exciting.
What about that? Get a
well, there's
that.
A whole lot going on for Women's History
All right,
History
so start.
Month.
Come on, Coach
but
Nelson. Let's start sports.
With biggest women's stories. How about that?
Let's do it.
Team USA Women's Historic 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. In case you missed this.
Which
the USA women delivered standout performances across nearly every discipline in Milan, anchoring the record-breaking 33 medal haul.
That's pretty
with
impressive.
With gold medal runs in hockey, figure skating, alpine skiing, bobsled, moguls, and more. I mean, there's some things here I don't know what they are. But obviously, the women's hockey game was one of the major highlights, winning
yes.
and beating Canada, which I do want to
Kelly,
shout out
we're
to
sorry.
The men. Did also, you know.
US beat Canada?
U.S. beat Canada. You didn't know that?
Kelly, no, I didn't. Kelly, we're sorry. You know, our friend Kelly's Canadian. I did not know that. Good for you, lovely. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing I thought was super awesome is Elena Myers-Taylor. She, which, what is it, Monobob? What
yeah,
is
that's
that?
The thing I never heard of. Imagine, I have no
idea
what
Monobob
is.
I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Either way, at 41 years old, she won her first ever Olympic gold medal. And this was a big thing because there's a lot of commentary about her age and whether or not she can compete at these highest levels. And she says, stand by, and goes on to win gold.
My favorite word.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
love
that.
Fantastic. Well, and then there was Alyssa Liu. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. There's not anybody cuter on the whole earth. I mean, between the striped hair and the big smile, and God knows she pierced a tooth. I mean, her mother must be dying.
Yeah.
But other than that, herself, no less.
Right.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 20, and she had retired at 16. As an ice skater, and came back against,
you know, you're the GOAT.
Not just against the odds,
I'm
but
retiring.
Against
how
the
are you, 16?
Advisement. You know, everybody was saying, no way, no way, no way. And she just was loose as a goose and came, she was, and she won the gold record for figure skating with a flawless 150.2 free skate. Flawless, flawless. And then our beloved Michaela Schifrin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that girl is just, she is a
She's
great athlete
going.
And appears to be a great woman and a great teammate. And she ended this terrible medal drought, like literally 8 years, I guess, from all these golds to nothing. And she won the gold. So just since 2018, 8 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, shout out to all of these Olympians. And, well, first of all, just the fact that you are an Olympian, like, seems like a big deal to me. And then you go there and you kick butt and take names and 33 gold medals. That's impressive. So, all right.
It is.
What's the next
one? So, congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies.
Well, let's go talk about my guy.
Here
my
we go.
Beloved CJ Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for some reason, first of all, he got a haircut. He looks fabulous.
Oh, I have not seen this.
Oh, my God. Look it up. He looks so handsome. I can't even tell you. Not that I didn't think he was adorable before.
Adorable and handsome.
But now
different.
He's handsome. I mean,
adorable
you're
and handsome.
Have to ask for his new hair. She's looking. Anyway, Casario calls CJ Stroud, this trade talk, moronic, which I was thinking it's moronic also because we already had our fabulous Rick Smith.
Break it down for us
on our last show. So, they don't have one yet.
Oh, it's like on YouTube. These people, like,
there you
would,
go.
Okay,
but you have to see. I saw him
that.
In a suit. He
I'm
looked
not doing
really
all
handsome.
That. Okay.
But anyway, so, So anyway,
So he's not leaving. He's not being traded. He's not leaving.
No, I know. He just had two bad games. Okay. We've talked about all the reasons that could be. We don't care at this point. He's going to have good games, and he's going to get a good O-line to defend him.
But hold
right?
on. So Casario did not guarantee that they are going to exercise the fifth-year option. So basically what he's saying is stay in the present, people. He's our quarterback for now.
Well, is
That's
next
it.
Year? Next year's the fourth
it's
year.
It's fourth year.
That's okay.
But
well, he said he's staying here if, you know, obviously if we
we'll
want
see.
Him.
We'll see. Magical, do you have thoughts on this?
I do think just the trade talk was just media, whether it's
BS.
Local or national.
Nothing
it's just talking
say.
Points. Yeah.
Talking smack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it's him, you know, what you were just saying about not like committing to the fifth year is just a prove it to us in this next year that we can give you that money
like,
that you're deserving.
Show us that you're with us.
Exactly. Okay. It's a year to prove it.
So I have a question about the money. I mean, like, is the money set for the fifth year? The money
no,
changes,
that's when you negotiate.
Right?
Yeah, this is a rookie
so,
contract.
Yeah. Tell me what happens. Like,
well,
it's
usually
non-lunar birthday.
No, okay. Usually, it's once you get to this point, they're trying to work out a deal to get ahead of that. To whether it's, you know, what type of standard are you going to set for him? It's not like I'm trying to think of Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, who set the standard for maybe what you pay a quarterback. But is he looking at Sam Darnold money type extension? Is he looking at Kirk Cousins type money? What level of pay are we going to
get him? Well, depending on what he does next season.
According
exactly.
To the
that could be the other.
Here
exactly.
we go. It says his fifth year option is set to be exercised in 27, which would extend his contract to a total of 4 years. So 4 years from that, from 27 and plus four, with $224 million guaranteed. This option is a significant part of his contract,
right.
As it allows the team to add one more year to the deal, potentially making him one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
So
we've not made an announcement that we're going to exercise the option.
That's right. Okay. Uh-huh.
That's why this year is a prove it.
Show me the money.
Show you can do it and show you can improve on what you did this past season. Because like we said, the two playoff games were the bad ones. Let's make sure let's not do that. If you lose in a different way, you know, let's not just do what you did in that scenario.
And meanwhile, another conversation
has a lot
is going
hair
on
yeah,
is the potential trade of Davis Mills. It appears Davis Mills came in for three games, won them, and he's a hot property right now.
He could be, yeah.
You know what'll be the shame? The shame would be if he leaves and then goes somewhere and then they go to the Super Bowl. I may flip this whole thing over. You know what I mean? That could happen.
Kubiak, our coach, goes to Denver, right?
Oh, Clint. Yeah, Kubiak.
Yeah, he goes to Denver and wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, Gary Kubiak.
Hello.
Right. Should we flip the table over now based on
could.
That? Retroactively.
That was just
I can retroactively
so annoying.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. And then what else? There's another Texan news.
Oh,
Mixon,
and I love Joe Mixon. I really do. But I understand he's been injured like 2 years, right? It's, 2 years in a row.
It's been like weird how quiet and what's been wrong with him, what happened. Like we don't really know.
We don't really know.
But they've never shared what exactly happened.
Flonase worked. I feel like, doo! I do.
In case you don't know, she's drugging up over here.
The allergies have gotten a little bit out of control. Even for me, the machine over here. So I have to go to the pharmacist to ask about allergy medication. Because I was like, I tried this, it didn't work. Zyrtec, Claritin. She says, try Flonase. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, my doctor
makes me
always
like,
says that.
Is it psychosomatic or am I like, ooh? What do you think? I don't know.
We may need to do a test in between segments.
Ooh, okay. We got to take a break. Okay, so anyway, Mixon's not coming back. Is that the bottom line?
I think, that's what it looks like. And I'm sad because he and CJ, you know, have a really great bond. But
okay,
CJ will just have to find another
one
buddy.
Last story that we must talk about.
Okay,
Magical, I see you with your Cougs shirt on. So we had a conversation a few weeks ago about the University of Arizona and the University of Houston playing basketball.
And
they did. And what happened? Magical?
Arizona won.
Badly?
Not like bad, but like...
Oh, here we go. Qualify.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Final four, people. It's March Madness time. This is March 1st. March Madness.
Oh, are we going to do our whatchamacallits?
It is almost time to do the whatchamacallits. It is almost time.
I keep seeing it. Brackets. I keep seeing it. But I think last year's brackets still up there. So, I mean,
we're going to do the whatchamacallits.
I can cheat and use my last year.
you could. That's a strategy. Yeah,
that is a strategy.
That's a strategy. We'll do that. We'll take a break and talk about the whatchamacallit. And we can figure out what we're going to do. All right, with that, we'll be back. Bye.
Can't wait to fill out my
whatchamacallit. What is the doodad? The doohickey doodad. The doohickey doodad?
I'm not sure what to do with myself.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
We're back.
I was going to stare.
I already said we're back and we weren't back. So now we are back. This is our second or third anniversary show of Culture Club HTX.
So
no matter.
You're saying two, I'm saying three, right? Let's get it straight. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Lunar
because
calendar, birthday.
You're older and bigger than me.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So you're three and I'm two. And sorry for the confusion today.
Is that confusion? Who's confused?
I don't know. I'm whatchamacallity. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, the co-host
now
of Culture Club.
Shavonna Robert Schreiber.
Hello. Co-host of Culture Club HTX. the BioBabe fashionista. I'm really the fashionista. Mm-hmm. We might as well just stop there. But I'm also Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. And I'm here with my beautiful best.
Oh, that's good. Bossy went down.
Kind of bad. Bossy.
What? Why am I bad? What happened?
Bossy. What's the last? Oh, you're black. I forgot that.
Hello, people. Yeah. Hello. But why? Wait a minute. Why?
I don't know, because bad is good.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, like bad.
Like Michael Jackson.
He's bad.
He's bad. Yeah. I need a red leather jacket.
But she is. You're a she. So introduce yourself.
Like Janet Jackson. Siobhan Robert Shriver, the other half of Culture Club HTX, executive producer. Are you okay, Magical? The eighth wonder of the world and the parliamentarian. Oh, you didn't even get mad. Okay, great. We're in business.
Oh, my goodness.
Put your business voice on.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a huge story.
That's not your business voice.
Welcome to business.
Okay, people.
This is such a huge story for Houston. Apple has already announced they were building a 250,000 square foot plant here for AI data, what yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And they've just said they're going to double their manufacturing footprint for Mac Mini productions. So we're going to be making Mac Minis. No, I think they're little laptop things or whatever. But they announced Tuesday they'll begin producing the Mac Mini in the U.S. for the first time at its Northwest Houston Foxconn facility on Fairbanks North Houston Road, doubling its local manufacturing footprint to 500,000 square feet and creating thousands of jobs as part of a $600 billion U.S. investment.
Okay, so I feel like this is not true. I feel like we just get to the point where we make up dollar amounts.
You think we make
$600 billion? People, sit down. What are you talking about? What is that even?
Well, there, it's not in Houston.
$600 million? Come
it's
on.
All over the U.S.
And who wrote this?
Well,
Elon
who
Musk?
Wrote this? No, Trump. These are
I'm like, $600 billion?
You asked. I answered.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so this these facility, are. Let's talk about the key details.
Yeah, the facility is a 220,000 square foot warehouse on Apple's existing Houston campus.
So and you're building, this story feels a little bit ostentatious. So you're building another, what are they doing, lovely? Help me understand.
They're building AI servers ahead of schedule. So the original.
Is it in the interweb or is
server
it in public,
factory?
Like in real life?
It's in, I think this is real life.
So we should go pass by here.
Yeah, we could go. We could go see, do a live remote. A live remote,
could
yeah.
Could you imagine?
I have some live
could
remotes.
Could you imagine
I
us
do.
Showing up at the Foxconn? We might get arrested for real.
Uh-uh.
You don't think?
Oh, no. I think they'd be thrilled to see us. Why wouldn't they? I mean, they need all the positive press they can get.
Hello. Well, here's some good news. So they're going to partner with Houston City College.
Right.
You know, they changed their name.
Right.
Longstar College and some others to do a training center for student education programs. Now, that's fantastic.
Which is real. Fabulous.
Yeah. And thousands are expected. I just got to see
it. Well, there's construction, manufacturing, and training roles. I mean, like, they don't know the exact numbers, but they think it'll be thousands of
jobs. I have an idea. We should tell them we can be their corporate communication, internal communication team. So we can put out all the employee communication.
We can
make videos about like whatever.
Yeah, we could.
HR stuff, whatever.
And they just love us.
Could you imagine?
Huh. Apple, pay attention.
Do you remember when you were in school and they would do announcements?
Yeah, I did them.
Could you imagine
Didn't
us
you
doing,
do them?
I always had
the spelling grade, whatever it was, to do the announcements.
Could you imagine us doing announcements at this facility?
Yeah, over the PA system.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Into everybody's headset, because that's how they live, on their headsets.
Like, hello, humans. We should do it. All right, anyway, what else is happening in business?
Oh, this one you're going to talk about,
Waymo robo-taxis are now picking up passengers in Houston, and Magical has already agreed that he will join with me. They just started this last week.
I did?
Not me.
We know.
I'm not robo-taxiing.
Have you ever robo-taxied?
Hell to the no.
So how do you know you don't want to do it?
Exactly. Let's just talk. I'm a control freak. Let's start there. Let's start with, I don't even like those elevators where you have to pick the floor in the lobby and there's no buttons to change your mind once you're in it.
Oh my God, you're going to change your mind? Where else are you going?
I might want to go see somebody else.
Okay.
So I don't like that.
Okay. So this is a no-go. Okay, well, they have started. So we're the 10th city in the Waymo network, and Texas is the third market alongside Dallas and San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a wait list. I mean, it's a whole thing. So it's only 25 square miles, which kind of goes, I think that's a lot in the 610 loop. So some of the details, downtown, midtown, Montrose, River Oaks. This is my neighborhood. River Oaks, Rice Military, and the Heights. Yeah, I think that's great. So the vehicle's lovely. Jaguar I-Pace electric SUVs. What do we think?
Oh, cool.
See? Now she changes her mind. So how do you ride? You download the Waymo app, and that's W-A-Y-M-O. You join the wait list, and then you get invited to take a ride.
Cool.
Okay, right. So are you in or no?
Of course I'll be in because I have FOMO. I would not be in otherwise.
They don't operate on the highway, so just so you know, this is only on the streets. This is streets only.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no wrecks on the streets.
No, and they've already...
And no construction that they have to be aware of.
No, they've already completed... Well, it's the speed, so you don't have to worry about them going fast and like going out of control. So they've already completed over 400,000 paid trips weekly. This is what they do nationally. Okay. So I think it's okay.
Okay. Here's why I'm maybe okay, is that the mayor is watching closely.
Mayor
Whitmire is moderating the rollout with caution because the city, of course, has no regulatory authority over AVs since the Texas legislature, God bless them, removed municipal oversight, creating attention, of course, between state-level enthusiasm and city-level accountability.
So basically what that means, I think, is if something goes sideways in the city, then they...
It's our fault.
Well, is it our fault, or do you go to show up at the Capitol and be like, hello?
It's our fault. City-level accountability.
But we don't have any, right? Okay, anyway, so that's kind of
We don't have any authority.
We have authority.
One last quick story.
But no authority? Okay.
This is kind of interesting. What? Rolex, as in watches, opened a college in Dallas, and it's as selective as Harvard. The Rolex Watchmaking Training Center, a tuition-free 18-month program in the Harwood District of Uptown Dallas, is minting the next generation of America's fewer than 2,000 professional watchmakers.
I may go do this.
With a Harvard-level 4.8% acceptance rate, 560 applicants for 27 spots in 24, an $1,800 a month stipend, and average starting salaries of $75,000 to $85,000 upon graduation. This is really terrific.
Let me tell you something. This is so needed because I do some repairs as Addicts, and then also at the Little Watch Shop. When I tell you the Little Watch Shop is like humping, they're so busy, like they can barely keep up with demand.
I know.
And so this is because there are not enough professionals that know how to repair timepieces. So this is actually a super good idea. So the next time someone says they're looking for work, especially a young person, we're going to tell them about this. The Rolex Watchmaking Training Center. I think that's great. I think we'll see more things like this also.
Absolutely. Well, this is the big picture, the supply crisis. Rolex now sells over 1 million watches annually for the first time in history, while America has fewer than 2,000 capable watchmakers.
Yep.
And, you know, just what you absolutely said. I mean, you go to the Rolex store, you're probably waiting 3 months to get your watch back.
And so
Which is why so few of us get things fixed.
Well, and so if you go like places like the Little Watch Shop, I even think that's the only place that services luxury timepieces in Houston. I don't know another place.
I don't know. My friends.
And they have like probably 8 or 9 people that work there. That's all they do.
Well, times past, you know.
Are they still open?
Yeah, they're still open. Huh. Well, he repairs watches. But, you know, it's not a convenient location.
It's not convenient somewhere,
but it was done. My Cartier was done like in 10 days.
So here at the Little Watch Shop, this is what I mean. The only place that I know you can go in within like a couple of days, most of the time, you have it back and sometimes the same day.
So it's the vintage. Awesome. The other one is the Vintage Contessa / Times Past.
Oh, okay.
So
they do watches also. So who gets in? People with no prior watchmaking experience that's required, U.S. citizen or permanent resident. And the cohort last year, or in 2024, included 48 repair people, some corporate communication managers, 31, and a Baltimore clock tower caretaker. I don't know if that is 28. Yeah. So this is interesting. So who's teaching? 6 instructors with unconventional backgrounds, 1 911 dispatcher. That's interesting. 1 instructor. Who is Kevin Tuck? He's a Houston native.
I don't know.
Who flunked out of college. There you go. But anyway, I think this is great. And I think more craftsmanship is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
And I think more furniture. I just think about things, equipment that require you to learn how to
work on it. Well, come back to the trades.
Yes.
So that's what we've been talking about for years with Upskill, which
nobody listens to us, though,
the mission in Houston to skill workers. There are so many skilled jobs out there that pay $75,000
or 100 and up. And something.
Yes. six-figure jobs. Well, back to truck driving. We have 100,000 truck driver jobs available in Houston.
You know what else? So elevator repair people. They're the most relaxed humans. You know why? Because they're never going to be able to have a job.
No.
Because like if you're in a building, professional or commercial, the elevators always need something.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Frightening.
Right? So this is interesting. Anyway, we may go do this. Maybe we could be like one of the undercover boss. We can just show up with the Rolex watch and make it.
Yeah, we're so like undercover. No one would ever know it was us.
No, we'll just show up. Be like, we're here to apply in person. Where's your application? We're going to fill it out with the paper right now.
Anyway, I think this is really cool. And thank you, Rolex, for coming to Texas.
You are so funny. Why are you thinking Rolex macro just as a brand? Thank you, Rolex.
Well, it's Rolex. This is going to get some publicity.
No, but this is funny. You're like, thank you. Thank you, Rolex.
Well, I think Rolex is.
Just in general, Rolex as the brand. We think
you don't even want to know. I'm trying to think how old I was when I got my Rolex. Maybe 21 or something, which has really been a while. And, it was the thing that everybody wanted. Maybe college graduation. I don't know.
But you're thinking, it's just funny that you're not thinking like Mr. Rolex, because that doesn't exist. But you're thinking like the brand.
The big brand. Yeah, somebody's running it. You know, thank you who's thinking forward like this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that now I'm with that. All right, we got to take a break. We got the finger.
We'll be back.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
Go, 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 Shawty. It's your birthday.
It's Culture Club HTX.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi!
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman.
I thought you were Shavonna Robert-Schreiber. I thought we talked about that the last segment.
No.
Okay.
I'm sticking to me.
Okay.
Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman, fashionista.
Lombardi.
Lombardi.
Oh, for our birthday, are you changing your name?
No.
Without my permission?
No.
Lamentarian.
No, I'm staying Lombardi forever, you know.
Do you know every single time we're somewhere and someone says your name, I say Lombardi? I can't help but hear Lombardi.
Well, it's really
every single time.
I know nobody so really funny. Wants to know this, but right, I didn't legally take Bowman. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I didn't really legally change my name.
Oh, look at you!
And now all my
woman.
Mail is coming to Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman. You know,
so you never really actually did it. Look at you!
I just married him. I didn't, you know,
progressive.
But I don't remember really changing my name to Nelson, to Holland-Nelson.
You don't remember?
But I guess I did. It is on everything, including my Social Security.
I think
card.
You changed it. I think that's the indicator.
Anyway, I didn't change it though until Laura was born.
Yeah.
I stayed Holland
Here's my
the first
thing.
7 years.
So I
this is real
change.
Community.
This is real
interest.
Community, folks. Listen up. If you're about to get married and you're a woman, check this out. If only if you really, really do not like your last name, do I recommend you change your name.
Because
it's so much work to change it. And in the event that you end up not married to that human anymore, it becomes your husband emeritus, then to change it back.
Or husband.
It's a nightmare. Who's doing that? Nobody's doing that.
No.
So think carefully. Community.
Rodeo. So excited. It's rodeo time here in the Big H.
Are you going to rodeo?
I think I'm going 4 or 5 times, which is way more than I've been in the last 10 years.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
I have events and friends have invited me. And
you have helicopters?
Rascal Flatts is coming.
Oh, that's
good. And I'm going with Ellie, and hopefully we're going to have a meet and greet
Do
with
they
them.
Have helicopters?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But Ellie that's and I have I'm a picture going. Of us from 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you
remember
showed me.
I showed
yeah.
you. So we're going to hopefully get a new photo with Rascal Flatts.
I love that.
I mean, I'm so excited about that. Even my daughter's excited that I'm going.
That's fun.
Uh-huh. So I'm doing fun rodeo stuff. The barbecue was Thursday, and I think the first day of the rodeo is it
Monday or Tuesday?
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, it's next week.
One of the two, yeah.
I just, you know, here's the deal. If someone wants to come and pick me up, at a helipad.
Actually, the barbecue is still on today. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah. If someone wants to come pick me up in their helicopter and drop me off, then I will go.
So I have to admit to having some pretty good parking passes in my lifetime.
It's not about the parking passes. I've had good parking. It's the getting there. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to get off the exit. I want to get picked up on a helipad at the Rockets facility off of Post Oak and dropped off inside of the NRG.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
So that may happen. So anyway.
I hope so. What else?
This is,
rodeo's going to be fun.
Rodeo's
going to
be
special. Who else are you seeing that you're excited about?
I am seeing Cody Johnson at the closing, which I'm not excited about, but Violet May Rose is my 7-year old. He's her favorite, my 7-year old granddaughter.
I think he's good.
So now I'm going to get more excited. I can't remember who I'm seeing on the 19th. And actually, I'm not even going in one night. I'm just going to the wine garden.
I'm saying the wine garden. I'm not that. Yeah, but again, I need a helicopter. All right. So what else is happening in community?
Oh, my goodness. This story is so incredible. U of H downtown, which has totally different administration.
Yeah, they have.
Which we heard that.
Yeah, they have a new
than
president.
U of H right main campus. Which
and
is,
they just got in. They have a different. And they just got a new president. Like their old one left to go to Cal system, and now they have a new person.
But anyway, they're guaranteeing college admission to eligible HISD, Houston Independent School District seniors. In a historic first, the University of Houston downtown signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, if you hear it called that, with HISD on February 17th, guaranteeing automatic college admission to any eligible HISD senior with at least a 2.5 GPA, immediately impacting approximately 7,700 students in the 2026 graduating class. They're not even asking for test scores. They're just saying GPA.
But here's the thing. Okay, so based on what we talked about in the last segment around the need for trades, in some ways, I understand that this could be good, and I also understand that there could be students, for whatever reason, that have lower GPAs but are college interested and ready.
Yeah.
But I also think that we have over-indexed on just go to college. And then that's why they're 100,000 truck drivers.
You know, part of it is stay off the streets.
Well, I know, but it's just kind of interesting because I wonder, of the 7,700 students, how many of them really do seriously need to go to university versus would be happier, you know, doing something else that they could go for any kind of trade. I don't know, watchmaking, truck driving, auto mechanics, et cetera. It's just interesting. I mean, again, I think it's a good idea, generally speaking, but I do have a wonder since we have such a deficit in the trades.
Well, so magical. Is there going to be trade? Will there be trade schools as part of this? Do you know anything? You're our U of H.
I am the U of H grad. I don't know that there is. I don't know offhand like what UHD types of programs they do. But like for me, I know when I went to Lone Star College, I went there for my first 2 years. Mm-hmm. They have good trade programs in terms of nursing and other.
Lone Star definitely does, and obviously Houston City College does.
Exactly. So I think some students don't realize the opportunities that are there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
And I don't understand, like, I don't know if it's how much it's changed in schools in terms of you're told to do one thing and go to university to do this, but there are other options. There are trade schools, there are this,
vocations,
there are that, vocations, all that. And you can. The nursing program at Lone Star was like 2 years and something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And you're working at the same time and all that. So there's a lot of opportunities that it goes into a deeper conversation about, you know, what kids are paying attention to, what they're being taught and all that. But there's opportunities out there for whether it's UHD, whether it's Lone Star College. There's a lot of options. Yeah.
So check it out, folks. Hot off the presses.
I think it's just really important that we understand that we've got a whole new generation of first generation humans to go to college, trade school, whatever you want to call it, but education
something beyond
after high school.
Yeah, after high school. Here's
and
the thing.
Let's make it easier.
So good news. So University of Houston, they do have a diverse range of vocational programs,
excellent,
including that are catering to a variety of career paths. So they have all vocation programs of like, they have like 59, as a matter of fact.
Wow,
so they
perfect.
Have a lot.
Oh, great.
So that's great.
Okay.
So, okay, this is good because I do think that some of the, I just remember this person that I know from high school that knew they didn't want to go to college and they wanted to do something trade related and they did. And it was something that was in demand and they were making like $90,000 when they were 20 years old.
Right. Well, this is really, I think this is important. The HISD Chief Academic Officer Kristen Hull. What she says is that thousands of HISD seniors now have a clear, guaranteed pathway to a four-year degree program and a livable wage targeting nurses, teachers, police officers, scientists, and social workers.
Okay, that's good.
So they're focusing on
certain areas. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we know this is the greatest city in the world. We want it to stay that way.
In the universe.
And in order to do that, we have to have an educated workforce.
We do need an educated workforce, and we also need people to be realistic about life.
Yeah. What's education? Training,
exactly.
Et cetera. So defining education.
Because, you know, there was a big hubbub. This was, you know, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, where all these folks went to colleges for you. They paid a lot of money, right. And the degree was never going to pay out what they have in debt. Like, that's not smart, folks. I don't care if you're first generation. It doesn't make any sense. But it's because there's been such a push around 4-year degrees.
Right.
And it's like, but you have to be thoughtful. So this is great. All right, cool.
Okay, my turn to kind of talk about days in the community.
So spitball.
Past.
Okay.
This is just a little spitballing, but I wanted to shout out to Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, and especially the Ladies Guild.
Okay.
And especially Julie Baker Fink, the CEO the foundation, of the organization, and her whole team, and Neil and Maria Bush. They have launched a literacy legacy society, or legacy literacy, which I'm not sure exactly what.
Well, what's the
basically
premise?
What it is, you know, a you bequeath. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that kind of a fund, but you don't have to do anything now. You can give them stock, you can give them money, you can give them very little or a whole lot. But whatever it is, it's guaranteeing the continuation of the importance of literacy for our kids and, again, our adults.
That's right.
Because this foundation. So in case, you know, you're interested, which I hope you are, it's Barbara Bush Houston Literacy. You can Google it and go right to it, and there'll be information on the website about how you can leave money to them, or you can get involved right now, because the Ladies for Literacy are just a spectacular organization.
That's excellent. And speaking of literacy and education in our city and state,
we're out
Harris
there.
County Education Foundation, we are co-MCs and co-chairs of the third annual luncheon this year on May
13th. Our second time. Yeah.
Third year. So see, it's kind of like our second and third birthday. See what we did there? We didn't even plan that. See how that happened? Anyway,
happy birthday.
So another way.
Well, and interesting, I'm just going to say this, and maybe I shouldn't, but it's published. Trina Silva, who runs our luncheon, is one of the donors in the Barbara Bush Literacy.
No,
she's
that's
one
great.
Of the founding donors.
Well,
I saw her name on the list.
The reason I brought it up, I think that's great, because I do think sometimes people get into their head that, oh, I can only support this,
or
it's siloed. Like, we're all working together
to
create a community that is that's literate, educated, and able to continue to power the city. Everybody's working together.
Yes.
Even though they're different. Under different banners, we're all working together collectively.
Yes.
So get involved with the Barbara Bush Literacy Guild. If that's what you're interested in, come to learn more at the luncheon with Education Foundation on May 13th.
You know, support.
Donate to your tiny library in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Read books yourself, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean?
Yes.
What are you looking up?
She's over one other thing that I want to talk about.
Which
I want
is
to
three
make
other
sure
things.
I say it right.
How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
Let's see. Let's see if she takes the whole 2 minutes. I'm
Harris
listening.
Health. We love Harris Health.
Oh, Dr. Porsa.
We had incredible Dr. Porsa on our show last week. One of the best, most watched, most, commented on.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to attend an event that they had this week, at Ned Holmes' beautiful home, and with a whole lot of people who were so impressed, and they were kind of raising up and announcing their partnership with UTMB here in Houston and Baylor College of Medicine, which I think that all three of them being partners supporting Harris Health and the new, hopefully, Ben Taub expansion.
Yes.
March 19th is the day they go in front of the commission. And I told Dr. Porsa he wants to come back after and tell us about the experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully that they're going to get passed.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just so exciting. And it's such an important initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you want to know more about it, Harris Health is easy to find. Dr. Porsa, of course, you can find him through us or whatever.
Well, and I think what you're talking about, again, it goes to what we were just saying with education and literacy. Listen, folks, this whole idea of Culture Club HTX was all about our love letter to the city of Houston and all of these facets, right, that we talk about every week.
So public education, public health.
Yeah.
This is the most important. I mean, we have to have healthy citizens to be the best city.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And I think that, again, it's sometimes it takes getting out of whatever little silo that we might live in to think about things a bit more comprehensively and think about our city as a system. And the system has to work. Which means that everybody has to have a good experience in this system. So anyway, I think that's great. Thank you for bringing it up. Magical's about to give us the fickle finger of fate. All right. So we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back for our final segment on our second/third birthday.
We'll be back.
I can't believe that it's our second/third birthday. It's so fun. It's just very fun. I'm very excited about that, actually.
Love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here. Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much, especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series Friends by the Fireplace that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back.
We're fact-based, too. We're looking at facts.
Excellent.
We are.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline, here today with my beautiful, blessed, brilliant, black, and bossy.
Oh, God.
She's really been bossy today, hasn't she, over this two or three thing? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the parliamentarian, and the eighth wonder. And I've not been bossy. I said I think it's great that we have a second/third birthday and that we are honoring both.
We are both cultures.
Yeah,
true.
We're cultural.
We are quite cultural.
We're quite the culture over here, right? Uh-huh. So we have a lunar calendar.
We do.
And then we have the other opposite.
We don't know what the other one's called.
The other calendar.
What is our calendar called? We're not on the lunar calendar. No, I do have one question. What is so off the wall, but is Mercury go into retrograde for everyone at the same time?
Yes.
But does it depend on your sign?
No, it goes for everyone because it's a planetary situation, but certain signs are impacted more. Just that, but it's everybody. Why Mercury is...
Because I was out of town and I was with my daughter last week and all she kept talking about was Mercury in retrograde, and it wasn't. It started yesterday or so. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
so funny.
So I just thought, Okay, so that's that. We use the Gregorian calendar.
That's right.
I've heard that.
Yeah, Gregorian calendar.
Pope Gregory. So anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay,
right now.
But what are we talking about?
Did you introduce yourself? I wasn't
Lady
paying
ma'am.
Attention.
Exactly. I'm like, yes, keep going. So what's our story in
our first story in fashion, fitness, and wellness is about Mahjong, of course. I don't know how fit or well it is because they want you to sit on your butt instead of work out. However, Houston designer Elizabeth Alton Rice's Hidden Gems table is the Mahjong moment.
Maybe it's a stand-up. Maybe you can stand up and play.
Maybe.
Okay, keep
so
going.
Houston interior designer Elizabeth Altenreif of Avela Interiors has created a cult favorite gaming table, the Hidden Gems, that's nearly impossible to keep in stock as the national Mahjong craze transforms how women gather, entertaining and socializing around tiles instead of playing cards.
Oh, I know why we like it in America.
Huh? Why?
I know why we like it. Because...
It does two things.
It was banned. First of all, so it started in the mid-19th century.
Oh, Mahjong.
Yep. Yeah. And the reason we like it is because it was considered a symbol of bourgeoisie and decadence. That's why we like it.
My mother was playing it not because it was bourgeoisie or decadent, trust me.
No, but
she and her girlfriends on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Well, but it's like you
click tiles.
You're clicking tiles, sitting down and drinking. Yeah.
Oh, they weren't drinking. They weren't drinking.
What were they doing? Drinking coffee?
I don't know. But there was an alcohol. I wouldn't have noticed.
Well, you would have noticed or would you
have? I think.
No,
maybe.
But it was a coffee cup. You don't know what was in that coffee cup. Anyway.
My mother would not. She, no. If it was a martini, it was in a martini glass.
No sippy cups? No, oh, yeah. I'm all cups. About appropriate stemware. Well, okay. Anyway,
that being said.
What's happening with this table?
This table, designed, handmade, and hand-finished in Houston, priced at $2,250. That's the same price as a lot of Mahjong sets. It's not so expensive. Featuring a hollow body with a lightweight removable top that conceals game pieces, cork-lined drink surfaces at every corner, and disguises as a breakfast or foyer table. So it's multi-use, multi-purpose, lots of colors, you know, 10 different colors, endorsed by local top designers here in Houston, which is all exciting. And Southern Living named game tables, specifically Mahjong-inspired pieces, a top 2026 living room trend.
I just keep saying,
I know. We're not really there, but we're close.
Well, I mean.
We find it interesting, right?
You know what the truth is? I like the decadence. I like the
You want to be decadent?
No, I just like the way it looks. I don't want to, whatever this is, it's like a lot of things to learn. It's like pickleball. So did I tell you I play pickleball?
No, but I want to do it. Did you like it?
No, it's silly. This is why. So what they make up for the movement with all these silly rules. Like you have to volley back. Well, before you start a volley at the net, you have to go back and forth three times. I'm like, why? Because I think they want to confuse you mentally because they're not working you physically. Anyway.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So I just like it because the stuff is cute. But I'm not going to learn any of what we just talked about. So I won't be playing.
Well, I might. But no, and I do want to say one other thing. One of my really good girlfriends said she taught herself Mahjong online and that there's some really good apps. And so because the thing is, it isn't very difficult. What's difficult is learning the card because it changes every year.
It's like pickleball.
Like how you win changes every single year. If you could just take the tiles and play gin rummy with them.
Or dominoes.
Anything.
It sounds like a fancy dominoes to me.
It's more gin because you make sets. Yeah, it really is. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
So people like this thing.
They love it. And they're
so this is
hanging
out. What I want to talk about is travel is going analog.
I love
this
that.
Year.
I love
so
that.
So this is what I'm all about. Yeah. So travelers are increasingly rejecting the algorithm-driven itineraries, Instagram-worthy moments, and the constant connectivity in favor of tactile experiences, paper guidebooks, phone-free escapes, and a cultural shift in general. So instead of FOMO, we're going to joy of logging off. So that's
JOLO.
JOLO.
JOLO, not FOMO. But I want you to know, and I think you do know that I was recently in Colombia.
Yes.
And I went to Cartagena. And the truth is, we really weren't looking at our phones.
You know,
we
why?
Had a guide.
A vacation.
I had a vacation. We had a guide, and he was taking us where we wanted to go. And it just was wonderful. I mean, it really was a break away.
My most favorite vacation was the one I took last year when I was in Paris. I hardly used my phone. I had a book. I had my notebook and I just like wandered about. It was great. It was great because your mind needs to break.
It does.
And so whether it's a cabin, someone recently told me, I have a friend, they went up to some like cabin area not far from here. You could drive. And they said they sat outside pretty much all day. The weather was great. And they never looked at their phone. They read, they played, they were with their partner, they played cards,
right.
And just hung out.
All the things.
Yeah, for a week.
Yeah, no,
it's great.
I love that. I really can do that. In fact,
yeah,
I realize
good for you.
I have a company that does social media. It's a huge part of our business.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. I mean, we're a digital marketing firm, Astounds.
Mm-hmm.
So being on a digital device is more than normal for me. But also, people think I'm really out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not out there. I never remember to take pictures. My daughter's still complaining for not having enough videos from her youth. You know, I'm like...
Well, that was different because people weren't as crazy.
Oh,
they
were
about
totally batshit crazy. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Her
okay.
friends have like volumes of every single thing. Can I say that?
Nope, no. Too late. Too late. Too late.
There's a bleep.
Okay.
Bleep. But the point is, I think, it's so interesting because I think, as you know, I own a marketing agency and we've shifted to an advisory for that reason.
Tell me what an advisory is.
So we do business. So what we do is we work with organizations that have a marketing team or a comms team. And we talk about what are you actually trying to do and what channels are most appropriate. People assume it's digital, but maybe not. Right. Maybe. And maybe digital's a part of it.
Some yes, some no.
Yeah, it just depends, right? But it's more getting to going a bit upstream or actually downstream to figure out what exactly upstream, I guess. What are you trying to do? Who are you talking to? And what's the best way to reach them with that message versus assuming everybody wants to be on your chat or looking at your LinkedIn or whatever.
Okay.
So we're advising them on their comm strategy more than producing the work, which is okay. What we used to do.
Wow. That's yeah. Great. Yeah. No, I needed an explanation.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Like sharing.
Yeah, of course. So what's interesting about all of this is I think what's happened is someone said this other day, they said they like Substack because when they open it, their heart doesn't start beating fast. And I said, say more. And they said it got to the point on Instagram where because it's so much coming at you.
Well,
it's
and
like,
so
what
much
am I reading? Exactly.
I mean, you don't even know what your friends are doing.
Yeah, like you're trying to just see what people are
and
up
what
to.
They're advertising to me is insane. These new poncho shirts or something.
What?
It's some men's brand of shirt.
A men's brand?
Yeah. I mean, with all these redneck
phone?
Looking people,
did somebody
I am never buying.
Wait a minute.
Thing.
Did somebody take your phone and like
I have
start
no
searching
idea.
Up?
It's nuts. I don't know. It's really like, you know.
But that's what they were saying. Yeah. And so I think it's that, right? It's this feeling of if you pick up your phone and you want to just see what your friends are doing or look at pictures from a vacation or whatever, you're getting bombarded with ads that people are like, enough. So they're taking their trips and they don't want you to tell them what to do. They want to discover what to do.
So interesting. There are some analog lodges.
Mm-hmm.
You have a list of places people could go already.
LeConte Lodge in Tennessee, Hike Inn in Georgia, Opus Hut in Colorado, fully off the grid, only accessible by foot, and are seeing unprecedented in 2026 demand. There's also high-end resorts like Miraval, which we have one that's up in Austin, that offer sleeping bags for your phone so you can really get disconnected. What I also think is interesting is that people are offering a digital detox premium where no Wi-Fi, like that's actually a selling point.
You're going to pay extra.
Yeah, so
you know what
we should do? We should just go places with Wi-Fi but tell people we don't have Wi-Fi. Like, oh, I'm at a no Wi-Fi zone. Sorry. Just cut your phone off.
I mean, my away message says I'm not looking.
Yeah, I just don't even. You know what? I stopped putting up away messages. I'm like, it's fine. I'll be back. Anyway, so with that being said, this is interesting. So I think that I'm going to find out the name of that place that's here that's like a few hours that my friend went to because I think people might be interested in this. I do think this is going to be more of a trend. Last thing, Magical, do we have time for me to say this or no?
Yeah.
The other thing is, have you noticed, what did I see? They said being off, like inaccessible and not visible is the new cool. Have you been seeing this? Like,
no,
so a lot of celebrities are like purposely.
Oh, disappearing?
Yes, because it's this overexposure, this idea of overexposure.
Well, no kidding.
Like,
they keep exposing themselves and I still don't know who they are.
No, but
I'm serious. You know, like, I mean, like.
That sounds not like crazy. What I'm talking about. Yeah, they keep exposing themselves. They keep that's the way it came across, right? So I'm like, maybe. I wouldn't know who they were based on them.
Well, I had
themselves.
To do it once today, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I wouldn't know who they were based on them exposing themselves. However, in general, I hope you wouldn't either, but maybe you do. I don't know what you do.
I have a great imagination.
I don't know what you do on your downtime, on your digital device. You're able to identify celebrities by
Sandra, you have to tell us what you think of this one.
This idea of not being available is like cool. Like not being, I think it's, what's her name? Carolyn, whatever, that was married to Kennedy.
Bessette
Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Like back then, like they were like cool.
She was really inaccessible.
And so I think that's part of the trend.
So.
I think she has a show or something. They have a show. And so I think it's the trend of mystique.
I like that.
Yeah, right? That's
yeah,
kind
of
neat.
I like that. I always wanted people to wonder. You know, I mean.
This is my life.
Some of the best advice I ever got
was. Make them wonder. That's right.
Yeah,
Quit giving everything away. Don't spill your candy in the lobby.
Yeah, wonder what's at home in the drawer.
Well, just also like don't always be around and available and everywhere. Like give people a chance to miss you. Okay, he's giving us a finger.
He's giving us the number one up there, which means we have 60 seconds to thank
God.
You
that means she's gonna
again
talk
immensely
I'll
for
rest.
Spending 2 years with us.
/3.
Thank you, /3. Thank you, Siobhana Robert Schreiber, for continuing to do this with me.
In case
y'all can't tell, Siobhana's kind of very organized, a little uptight, not rigid, but she is, isn't she? She is really the reason she's the executive producer.
Wait a minute.
And she deals with me.
So you see, this is how she tries
up.
To do. You see how she tries to say, like, we only have 60 seconds. Well, she says, I'm uptight because then I can't respond. It's fine. Keep going. Magical, I am not uptight. Anyway, folks.
She's my hero. I would like to be as I'd like to be uptight a little bit. Not like a bowl full of jelly.
I am not uptight. I have I have a framework, but there's flexibility within the framework.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
With that, we want you to do what?
We want you to
get out of things.
Be elegant.
No, we don't.
No, we want you to be bold.
We want you to be elegant.
We want you to be focused. Stay focused.
We want you to stay fit.
And we really want you to stay fabulous, because we're going to.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to us. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.